What up, P-Silly listeners? Welcome to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously, the Professionally Silly Podcast. I'm your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is the podcast where we shoot the shit, where comedy can meet any topic we discuss. Shout out to all my listeners, new and loyal. Y'all, guess what? Today, I have decided to do a mini-sode. I'm trying something out, all right? I'm trying to see something, all right? But today, we're going to discuss a cop that was arrested, you know, which doesn't happen often enough, if you ask me. I also received a weird voicemail on my phone. Also, was this woman wrong for teaching a child a swear word? So much going on in a mini-sode, it's crazy. Also, guys, I have some exciting news and announcement to make towards the end of the show. As always, before we get to the silly, do your girl a favor and leave a 5-star and written review on whichever platform that you're listening to. Hook up your Audible boo thing with an opportunity to earn more listeners. And if you haven't already, subscribe to this podcast and download your favorite episodes so that you can get pro silly with me without needing Wi-Fi or data. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into this. We've come across a cop who was vacationing in Florida who was arrested. Now, I came across this on thesmokinggun.com. You guys know I love that website. And I got to tell you, the headline definitely caught my eye. It read, "Vacationing cop puts the P in Chicago PD." And oh my God, this story is kind of gross when you think about it. So let's go ahead and get into it. This happened December 6th of this year. And it says here, a Chicago cop vacationing in Florida was arrested early yesterday after being caught urinating into an ice machine at a beachside bar. And this is according to the police who actually charged, and it says here, the visiting lawman with battery and disorderly conduct. And I got to tell you, I used to be a flight attendant back in the day. So I've definitely stayed in my share of hotels and motels, okay? And I have always never really enjoyed using the ice machine. I wasn't even thinking about someone peeing in it, that new fear unlocked. But people sometimes like reaching their hands in there maybe, you know, and they don't wash their hands or, you know, just things like that. You know, that's what I was worried about. But now that my new fear is unlocked, there are now people who are peeing in these. That's lovely. The report goes on to say, according to the police, an employee of the Jimmy B's Beach Bar in St. Petersburg was attending to get ice from the ice machine around 12:30 a.m. when he discovered Henry Capuch, whatever, who was 30 years old, that's the cop, pissing on the ice in the machine. Oh my God. Jesus Christ, that is so disgusting. So when the worker, Richard Cleese, told Capuch to stop, the accused urinator, it was just a funny way of putting that, accused urinator actually cursed at the worker, at Richard, and even shoved him a couple of times, according to the arrest affidavit. Now Capuch, that's the cop, Capuch subsequently shoved a security guard as well, cops allege. Upon arriving at the bar, which is part of the Beachcomber Resort, police found the cop and his girlfriend on the nearby sand. The cop's charge, was actively resisting and not obeying lawful commands while being detained. Well, duh. It's kind of like doctors make the worst patients. Cops make the worst people to arrest. They don't, you know, that's my assumption. You know what I mean? And he's probably full of himself. Like, I'm a cop. I'm on the job. I wonder if he actually said that. He probably did. I'm looking at his mugshot. And I got to tell you, he looks like a cop that got arrested. He looks like a complete douchebag. He really does. Like, if I was pulled over by this guy, oh God, I just know I'm going to have a hard time. He just looks like an asshole. His mugshot will be on the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly, ITSPROSILLY. So he was arrested for battery and disorderly conduct, both misdemeanors. He bonded out of jail after posting a $650 bond. And the affidavit notes that that he showed an indication of alcohol influence. You think? I mean, he was vacationing in Florida. It could have been meth. Not me coming after an entire state. It's not my fault. Y'all know weird things happen in Florida, and some of those weird things often include meth. It is what it is. I didn't make the rules, man. Henry Capuch, whatever. He is a Chicago Police Department officer who has been on the force for about 5 years. Now, it does not tell me on here whether or not he was suspended or fired or whatever. I don't really know how that's going to go. It's a misdemeanor, and I feel like I'm not a cop. So if you're a cop, actually let me know. Shit. If someone gets arrested for these two misdemeanors in a different state or even at all, do you automatically lose your job? Because I feel like as a cop, you're kind of held to a higher standard to the rest of the department, you know, versus the standard they have for civilians, because we don't give a fuck. We just do whatever the hell we want to do, you know, but I don't know. It's a misdemeanor. Nobody was hurt, but he did pee in the ice machine. And if anybody would have used that, things might have been different. I don't know. Huh. Something to think about. Next up, we have someone who left me the weirdest voicemail involving someone's butthole. Let's talk about it. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. Okay, so next up here, I received the weirdest voicemail on my Google Voice number. It's, you know, that number that I leave you guys every week that none of you use. Yeah, that one. So, and honestly, after this voicemail, don't call me. It's fine. But this guy, it's so weird. It's talking about a butthole and peanut butter. I don't know what's going on here. I'm going to share with you what this gentleman had to say about peanut butter and a butthole. It's literally like a 4 second clip. It's not that long at all.
You just put peanut butter in a butthole.
Okay, so you know when you have Google Voice that it will make a transcript of the voicemail for you. So it'll send you an email, hey, I have a voicemail, and this is what I think it said. Usually it's completely off. I could barely understand what he was saying. He sounded like he might have been a little high. He might have been a little inebriated. The Google voicemail was trying to make a transcript of it, and it said, it reads here, who just put peanut butter in a butthole? I don't know whose peanut butter he's talking about. I don't know whose butthole he's talking about. And there's a good chance that maybe in one of my podcasts or YouTube videos, I've referenced a butthole in peanut butter because I do talk about weird stuff. I don't remember. I feel like I remember a peanut butter butthole story. I don't think we've discussed that. That's not even a Pornhub category that I would watch. It's not. That's a no. So every week, I leave my Google Voice number for you guys to call in and share your stories and ask for advice or whatever. After that, I'm good. Y'all don't gotta, it's fine. You keep the same energy. Just don't call me. I don't want to talk to you anymore. Now leave me alone. No, I'm not ready. He wasn't ready. Pineapples, 100%. I don't want a part of any of that. I'm good. No, but seriously, give me a call. 805-664-1828. I want this podcast to be more inclusive. Let's have some fun. Join in on the silly. Next up, we have people teaching kids swear words. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. Once again, I have come across a Reddit thread or feed or forum page, whatever. I never know what it's called. Anyways, so I follow this Reddit thread, and it's called The Petty Revenge. Not so long ago, I made a podcast That was a Petty Revenge Stories episode. And I think I got a few of my stories from there. And I decided, yo, this is hilarious. I am going to follow this thread so that I can read more people's Petty Revenge Stories. So this is coming from Insomniac PT. This is the user Insomniac PT. And the title reads, I taught a kid a swear word. Okay, so I guess I'm also going to turn this into an Am I the Asshole segment as well, because it kind of works. It reads, on the train yesterday, a woman and her kid were traveling with me. It's a 36-hour train, so obviously the kid was getting restless and cooped up, so he started running up and down the coaches. Didn't mind. I know it can be hard. Okay, first of all, train for 36 hours? Jesus Christ, that's a lot. I think the longest train ride I have ever taken might have been like 20 minutes. It's because it kept making stops and stuff. Oh, that's a long time. She goes on to say, but then when the kid starts eating, he ate snacks quite a lot. He was tired from all the running. So the mother had the guts to take the snack packs from him and say, and this is a quote, if you eat too much, you will become like that lady, while pointing at me. I said, excuse me? She replied by saying, you know how it is while parenting kids. First of all, this is me speaking now. I'm not reading the story. Fuck this lady. Don't use me as an example of what you could be if you eat too much. That is rude as fuck. And obviously, and if someone did it to me, you think I don't know that I'm overweight? I don't need you to point that shit out. Don't bring me in on this. You don't even know. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going off on a little rant. Okay, it's kind of hit close to home. And she goes on to say, a few minutes later, she pushed the kid towards me and said, play with her while I talk on the phone. I didn't sign up for the impromptu babysitting. So I taught that 5-year-old a swear word. It is a common word used on the streets a lot, but bad enough that parents cover their kids' ears when it's thrown out. The kid starts running again, but this time chants that swear word. You know how it is with kids. They learn a new word and they just keep saying it over and over again. Everyone in the coach looked at the mother, judging her, because that word is definitely not something respectable people speak in public. Now, I was trying to look through the Reddit thread to find what the word was, but it was so much I couldn't fucking find it. I have no idea. It could have been cunt or twat, something with the vaginal area. That seems to piss people off. If you call somebody a pussy or a pussy ass bitch or a bitch ass pussy, people get mad. Like, I don't understand. Anyways, people get angry. I don't even get it, because if you ask me, vaginas are tough, man. I mean, they can push out an entire human. Are you kidding me? Oh my God, that reminds me. I remember Betty White, may she rest in peace. I remember her saying, and I quote, why do people say grow some balls? Balls are weak and sensitive. If you really want to get tough, grow a vagina. Those things can really take a pounding. Like, oh, God, rest in peace, Betty White. So, is this woman the asshole? I don't think so. First of all, number one, she was insulted by a woman she doesn't even know. Two, she suddenly became that kid's babysitter, a complete stranger. What? Get the fuck out of here. Not only did you use me as an example of something not to become, you know, something you clearly don't like, but you clearly trust me, a stranger, to watch your kid? No, she's not the asshole. I think the mother had it coming. Yo, it's the Professionally Silly Podcast. If there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's peanut butter can be put on buttholes? Like, I never even thought that this was a concept. Simply because, you know, one, it would look way too much like shit. Oh my God. Ugh. You guys remember that two girls, one cup? Ugh. Ugh. I always wondered if that was like soft serve ice cream. Was it real shit? Was it peanut butter? If it was real shit, you know, what is this person dieting on? Ugh, God. Ugh. Like, ugh. Remember the song? Every time the song plays, I can still hear the song in my head, and I just want to slowly die. Ugh, it's disgusting. Okay. Also, two, stay away from my booty. I don't need nobody down there. It's good. Exit only. You don't need to be there. Okay? No. Professionally silly life rules. Also, I'm at an age where food with sex is gross. I don't enjoy being sticky. It's not my jam. I'm good. Pass. Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast on whichever platform that you're using so that you'll be able to be notified when a new episode is posted. Also, do your girl a favor and leave me a 5-star and written review on this podcast on the platforms that you're using, especially Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Oh, and Google Podcasts as well. That'd be amazing. If this is your first time listening, hope that you decide to come back and join in on the silly and binge all the episodes that you haven't heard yet. Don't forget to check out this podcast, Twitter, and Instagram at It's Pro Silly, ITSPROSILLY. And of course, check out the Professionally Silly Pod Group on Facebook. These will be the places that if there are pictures pertaining to the episodes that I do, that's where those pictures will be. If you have any drama or stories that you want to share or experiences, what have you, maybe you need some advice. Maybe you want the opinion of the P Silly listeners or something. I don't know. But I got to tell you once again, after that voicemail, I'm not really sure I want you all to call me. But you can, if you would like, email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. And that email is found down below in the show notes, so you can just copy and paste it if spelling is not your bag. Okay. And I guess if you want, you can leave me a voicemail on my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. But if it's about peanut butter and buttholes, don't call me. You can also text that number as well. Oh, and if you want to be anonymous, just let me know when you reach out. I can even disguise your voice in the voicemail should you decide to leave one that you don't want people to know that you left. Make sure you guys check out the show notes for some bonus information like my social media. I've made sure to include my link tree, which has the links to all my most used social medias and platforms, TikTok, Instagram, my Twitter, both my YouTube channels, all of it in one spot. Like JCPenney's used to say, it's all inside.
I just had the most random thought. I feel like Tampax, you know, the tampons, they missed out on a great slogan. Y'all remember JCPenney's? It's all inside.
I had to share that TikTok video. Well, I guess the audio. See what you're missing if you're not following me on TikTok? Random things happen. So you guys remember when I told you that I had some exciting news, an announcement even. Pretty soon, we're going to have merch. Oh yeah, I have been wanting to do this for quite some time. I didn't feel like I had enough of a following to actually sell any merch, like to make any money off of it, you know what I mean? But I have recently decided to start my quote unquote New Year's resolution before the new year, which is to actually try and stop overthinking every little fucking thing. And if I sell the merch, great. If I don't sell the merch, I will survive. You know, so pretty soon, guys, we're going to be having merch for the Professionally Silly podcast, the Professionally Silly YouTube channel, and very soon, the Paranormal Blacktivity YouTube channel. So I'm really excited about it. I have a lot of ideas, and I am hoping to make this like a little side hustle, but also make some like really fun, and obviously, because it's me, some silly, dope merchandise. So I'm very excited. I have a lot of designs in my head, and I already have 2 right now currently, so get ready for that, because Professionally Silly merch for the podcast and the YouTube channel are coming very soon. With any luck, all of this will be ready like before Christmas. So bringing in the new year doing something fun, bringing in the new year doing something new, bringing in the new year making a decision without fucking overthinking it. Because that's what I could overthink anything. Oh my God. It's exhausting thinking as much as I do. I'm surprised I don't have migraines. I should. Knock on wood. Shit. I don't want that. I don't want migraines. They suck. So that right there is my exciting news, my announcement. Pretty much opening a store when you think about it without needing the store. So what I'll do is once everything is set up, I'll announce it here. And I will post the links for you to go ahead and check out the merch and get yourself some gear. some professionally silly gear. Oh, this is going to be great.
For those of you interested in writing me or sending things, my P.O. Box is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. You can send me anything you want, and I will open them on my YouTube channel, the Professionally Silly YouTube channel. We'll have a little unboxing that way you can join me in my happiness, or maybe even disdain, depending on what you saw. We can experience it all together. Join me next week for more silly. Once again, I'm your audible boo-thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Until next time, my loves, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere. And sometimes they wear a uniform on their day job and pee inside of ice bins. You gotta be careful. It's silly out there, y'all.